Blog Talk Radio.
Flashback Friday radio show on the G-Luke Show with Queen Jim. G-Luke sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93 Tweed FM Ism, D.D. Harrison of Westside Car Club. Flashback Fridays.
Friday. We are in the building. Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2.
Hey, hey, hey. Mic check sounds good. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Hello. Good evening, Cousin Marcy.
Yay, yay. Good evening, Queen Jean. Cousin, I am good. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to Fabulous Fridays, everybody who's tuning in. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful, blessed, fabulous Friday this evening. We are presenting to you the mighty, mighty Dramatics. I'm excited about this. And what about you, Cousin Marcy?
I am super excited, actually, to be going through this group. I am very proud to say I knew of the Dramatics, but it wasn't until a few rides with you I really got to know the Dramatics. So I am super excited. You got some gems on there. You started with that Bingo, and, wow, we found out today that how old were they when they recorded that?
Like 13 years old. That was released in 1965, and yeah, that's when they were originally known. I mean, they were known originally known as the Sensations, but they changed their billing to the Dramatics in 1965. So their first release was entitled Bingo.
Wow.
So yeah, that was their first song. And if you listen to the voices, it sounds totally different. You know, they got their man voices now. They got their sexy voices now. So then they were like, you know, minors trying to make it. But Bingo had become a hit when it aired. So, yeah. So let's shout out our sponsors. Shout out BTP Media, One World Magazine, Tweed, Cadillac, The G-Lu After Hours, and D.D. Harrison. Thank you for sponsoring The G-Lu Show, Blog Talk Radio Show. And also we have to say good evening to you, G-Lu, our amazing producer. Thank you for being behind the scenes as we continue this fabulous Friday on behalf of the G Lou.
Love y'all. Love y'all.
We love you too. Thank you.
Yes, I love. Thank you.
That Barry White voice
much
come in.
So good to be back in the building. Right?
So like, okay.
Exactly.
So, yes.
So how have you been, Queen? I know you're kind of winding down. We got you for a few more days and weeks, and I hope you really enjoyed your stay. We so enjoyed having you here. It's, you know, if everybody doesn't know by now, we are kind of close now, but it's just been a joy having you here. You know I'm going to miss you, but it'll be different here this time when you leave me because you came to see me.
Yeah, the cat out the bag now. Just talk about it. Y'all been together, the cat out the bag. Just talk about the time in 909. What's going on out there? Let's talk about it.
We've been together since June the 22nd when I landed here in Ontario, and I've been here with Cousin Marcy and the Queens, Kennedy, Cameron, and Kiera. And I tell you, the hospitality has just been awesome. Just, you know, look, I'm like lost for words. I've really enjoyed myself being here. I love the memories that we have created. I have learned more about the young queens as adults, bonded with them. So, yeah, it's just been a wonderful experience. And we didn't really do too much of getting out. But, see, that's what I'm about. I don't have to be out and about to enjoy myself when I'm with family. I just need to be right here with my family. That's the best memories for me to create. And then when we went to my son, I don't have to be out at no clubs and hanging in it was just a blast. It was a blessing, just a blessing, because one time I was here and Cousin Marcy wanted me to come, and I didn't make it, and her feelings were really, really hurt, and I felt so bad. So when I knew I was coming this time around, I said, look, I'm flying into Ontario because I don't want to hear you crying no more. I'm coming to you first. So, and I've been here ever since this week. I was supposed to be in Long Beach, but see, God has a way of working things out. So I got to spend another week with my cousins. And I want you to know, Cousin Marcy, I love you infinity. You are my friend. You're not just my cousin. I love the bond that we have. And I just pray that we continue to make it stronger and stronger and stronger. And then tomorrow, what we going to do, we're going to go celebrate her dad and our uncle's 90th birthday. So
where is he? Is he in IE?
Yes.
Where's the party at?
No.
He is in Ridgecrest, California. No, that's the desert. Ridgecrest is the desert by Edwards Air Force Base, I think. It's near Air Force Base, but it's the desert for sure. And a lot of us don't. So we just another good thing that came out of my visit is she is going to get to celebrate that with me. And I love that man with all my heart. You know, when we talk about family and it's still just the real life.
What up, Pops?
We just gonna say what it is. Yes. Brother Berkeley.
Her dad's twin,
actually.
Wow. Yeah, they look just alike, and they were really, really close. My dad was his baby brother. Not the baby of the boys, but he was younger than my uncle. But I think you might have seen a picture that I've shared on Instagram where you got these two brothers and they holding their hands and they giving the black power that real strong hold and they looking. One is her dad and one is my dad. Yeah, so that's my Uncle Braxton and my dad, but they've always been very close and, you know.
So it's all B, Braxton, Brian, all of them. What is it? Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you know, Brian, I see the pattern.
It's a lot of repeats in our family. Repeats in our family with names.
Because my brother's name is Braxton.
OG stuff.
You know, my brother's called him to the show several times. And then Marcy has a brother named Braxton. And then I have a nephew named Braxton, and he named his son Braxton. So, and our grandfather's
with the B's too.
Their dad. Huh?
The B's too, because you got Brian. Brian. I mean, the B's too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. These are all B's.
Okay.
And,
Yeah,
the Braxtons. It's like five or six Braxtons in the family. And that's our grandfather's name. Like, our uncle who had the the paper in Oakland, that's our grandfather's brother. So that's our great uncle, but that's our parents.
Right.
Yeah, that's their uncle.
Uncle Tom.
So yeah, you know,
yeah.
We're
gonna
have
to
Berkeley
do a breakdown
really
show
strong.
One day, maybe
it's a lot of
Friday.
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, Brian looks nothing like his dad. Brian looks just, I mean, when you see Brian, you see our Uncle Stephen, and we always be like, how does that happen? Like,
right.
That's not Uncle Stephen's style, but he looks, and he acts like him. You know, it's just so funny. It's funny, but we are a strong family. We
and
are
we
a blessed
look
family.
Alike. That's the other thing, too. We look so much alike. And it's like,
yeah, we do
all
look
the
alike.
People that look like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, you know, we're a big family.
Good for y'all tonight.
You
yeah, so let's get off of us and let's get back to it. We got a caller already? All
yeah.
right. That's a blessing.
Already?
Caller. Good evening, girl.
Hey.
That's a blessing. hey, caller.
Right. Happy Fabulous Friday. Hey, caller.
Happy Fabulous Friday. What's up,
good
with
evening.
It?
Good evening. Hey.
DJ Maniac.
What's going with y'all?
How you doing?
I'm all right.
You're good with us when we hear from you. You know, it just makes the evening
exactly.
more exciting because we spoke and we talked about the traumatic. So what's happening?
Good.
What
I tend to do that sometimes. Oh,
yeah.
Nothing much. Killing on my day off. I'm just excited.
Yeah. I was going to say, you sound kind of alive tonight, you know, so
oh,
your
yeah.
hair looks beautiful.
Yeah.
You sound
yeah.
kind of, I didn't mean to cut in, but I did. But, yeah, you sound alive tonight, DJ Maniac. You said enjoying your day off. I was like, okay, what DJ Maniac done did this week, this evening? Okay. So you're enjoying your
no.
evening off
right.
and you're enjoying it with us. What a blessing that you're going to spend that evening with us on your day off.
I know.
Do you have a request?
I do.
For the dramatic? What you got?
Yes. I Can't Get Over You, that one.
Let's see. We got, okay, I Can't Get
mm-hmm.
Over You.
That's
see.
On the list.
Let me see.
Yep, that's
okay,
on the list.
Okay, but we're going to go ahead and play it for him. So since he was our first caller, we're going to
mm-hmm.
go ahead and start the show with your request.
Thank
I Can't
you.
Get Over You.
Numero uno.
So whenever our producer is ready, we'll cue it up. But in the meantime and in between time, we'll just keep chatting until we hear that tune pop in, that lovely
Can't Get Over
there
You. The dramatic.
Yes.
Fabulous Friday, Queen
Ooh.
Jean, Cousin Mercy. Thank
and
you, DJ Maniac, and Mr. G. Lou.
Don't hang up on me.
Let's
you.
Go. Right.
You see, I know you've been going through some changes. But I've been going through some changes myself. I've been walking the floor, can't sleep, I'm slamming doors, darling. I mean, this is just a drag, and it's all because I can't get over you.
I can't get over you.
I tried and I tried. Oh, I can't get you off my mind. The flame I can put out. I've tried.
it's about stunting and about having things they can't even pronounce. We say it's about respecting the OGs and how new homies do their thing. It ain't always about the club. It's about the crew, the crib, the kickback. Remembering where you're from once the whole world knows your name. You see, I love the Bay just like I love L.A. Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. We don't forget because we can't. That's why we keep it 100. Keep it trill. Keep it G. Keep it Code 45.
Endorsing Code 45.
Right.
But okay. But go ahead.
Yeah, but that was a dope drop, though. You know what? I just wanted to mention this because I think it's, I don't want to say I think it's pretty dope, but I think it's pretty, it's like we have all been saying since R. Kelly had gotten caught and been locked up that there's so many other people out there that has done the same thing. And today, Eric Weinberg, who was a producer, has been arrested for basically the same thing as R. Kelly, and he's sitting with a $3 million bail. So I know to some that may not make, you know, it's probably
you're going
useless,
to jail now.
Me, I was, yeah, and he's been doing this since 2012.
Allegedly.
And, yeah, allegedly, right. We better say that, right? But it has happened, so somebody else has been caught up and locked up. So, but we're going to keep our prayers up for R. Kelly, most definitely. I'm definitely going to do that, and I'm going to continue to pray for R. Kelly. And
what's his last
on.
Name? Weinberg.
Girl, yeah. He was the producer of Scrubs. The show Scrubs.
Gross.
So. Yeah, so we're going to move right along. We're going to keep this love, that's going with our dramatics. And DJ Maniac, thank you so much for calling in and requesting that song. And that was one of our top songs for our playlist. And we also got some requests from Puy Cadillac. He has two requests as well. So we're going to go ahead and play one of his. And I don't think that was on our list, cousin. We want to get our requests out. We
I noticed that
listeners.
As well.
Yeah, we want to honor our listeners and let them hear what they want to hear. So from Tweed Cadillac, he requested I Get Carried Away. And we did have Say the Word on there, but I don't think we had I Get Carried Away. So those are his two requests, and we can play those back-to-back. G. Lou, if we can, I Just Get Carried Away and Say the Word. One word.
Say the word. Oh, we jamming.
As a matter of fact, neither one of those are on our playlist. Cousin Marcy. So we
he
didn't have
some
those
gems.
On our playlist.
Yep.
Exactly.
Shout out to Tweet Cadillac for sure. One of our sponsors. Shoot.
Yeah, one
good
of our
gems.
Sponsors. And Tweet Cadillac had his show last night. And also what? While we're waiting for G. Lou to cue up those songs, tonight on the G. Lou After Hours, check out the G. Lou After Hours. We're going to have a cast from Unapologetic, I believe it is.
It's going to be a quick on those songs, so just go to something else. We'll get back to those because they weren't on the list.
Okay,
but I'll cue it.
No worries. We'll just keep on talking, and we'll go to another one of our songs that we know that you know that
what
you're ready for.
Do?
So,
what you see is what
we
you get, because what
cried.
You see here is what you... Oh, I cried all the way home.
I cried all the way home. So many miles.
I did.
I traveled.
That day you didn't come
to see
me.
Your lovely
I cried.
Face.
I went home.
That is the jam.
You so mean. Fabulous Friday.
Sing along with the dramatics, y'all. Y'all know this too. Sing along.
So many miles I traveled just to see your loving face. Oh, to kiss your lips, I
sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Dramatic. They really take me back to when I was a teenager with my older siblings, how we used to we stayed on 47th and Broadway in a big old Victorian house, but they were nice on the inside. It was just that old Victorian look. And my mom was called Mama Jean. And we would have people over out the neighborhood. So our house is known just to have genuine people, but not just anybody can come and hang. And just imagine it was eight of us. So we all had friends, my brothers and sisters. So we always had a house full, but we always had oldies playing. And if we wasn't slapping bones, we were playing spades. But it was always fun time, and everybody would just join in singing. And the Dramatics was one of our favorite groups, so we was always singing the Dramatics. And we would take the album cover, and we would pass it around to everybody who was there, and everybody had to sign it. They had to say something and date it. And up to this day, my sister have those album covers. And those are just like some great memories. That's when it was fun, when times were fun, when you had real, genuine friends. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have to worry about, you know, things that are happening now with people, you know. So that's what the Dramatics do for me. They bring back good memories of my younger teenage years, and our backyard buddies with our family, just oldies. And that's what those Dramatics do for me. So, yeah, when you said that you got turned on to them by Rolling With Me, you know, I just love my oldies. So I was going to play. Play those oldies. So we all know that the Dramatics are from Detroit, Michigan. So shout out to the D-Town, Detroit, Michigan. I know Judge Mathis loves letting people know he's from Detroit. He let it be known. I'm from Detroit. I'm from Detroit, man. We don't play around in Detroit.
Like, well,
so shout out to Detroit. And their years active were from 1964 to present. So, yeah. And they were founded by Ron Banks. Isn't that
still
something?
Still touring.
Yes.
Yeah, still touring. That's a blessing for them, you know. It's not an easy task. Get up every week, every day, every other day, and do something like that.
With Snoop Dogg, I see in 1983... Doggy Dog World. Okay, it was a top 20 hit on the Billboard.
Oh yeah, sampled Fallen. Yeah, and they sampled Fallen by the Dramatics, which was produced in 1983, and that's how I knew the Dramatics. But again, when you let me hear those other songs, I was like, wait a minute, they sound familiar. Because of course, you know, the dog always gets bought up with me, but. Yeah, that was a banger right there, Ballin'. And they really sang, and they also did Doggy Dog World, too.
Yeah, that's what I just said. They did Doggy Dog World, and, you know, we lost Ron Banks, who died of a heart attack on March the 4th in 2010. So at the age of 58, so that's a young age to have left us. And Elbert Wilkins as well, who died of a heart attack December the 13th in 1992 at the age of 45. Wow. And Willie Ford, who died May the 28th in 2019 at the age of 68. So,
and
Larry Dempsey. So, five members.
These five members
are often thought of as the original Dramatics, which is true, you know, especially Ron Banks. Man, I had a crush on me from Ron Banks, so.
Right. Yeah, such a powerful voice. Man. Well, I'm enjoying the ride, Queen. Yes,
okay,
thank you for that.
What we gonna play next?
Where you taking us to next? What you wanna do? Some Hey You, Get Off My Mountain.
Oh my God! Yes. Hey You, Get Off My Mountain.
Get
Off My Mountain.
Man, that's all you gotta
say.
You're
trying to bring me down.
Oh my God.
So yeah, Hey You, Get Off My Mountain would be our next song off of our playlist. If anybody wants to call in and request a song, the number is 914-803-4001. Press 1 to request and just engage with us. We are here to engage. Don't be nervous.
Come on and engage. Fabulous Friday.
Get off my mountain. You're just trying to What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the-G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
Love that drop, Queen.
Oh, thank you. Yes. We got a caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, goody. Yes. Hey, caller.
Hello, Cousin Marcy. This is Calvin Crenshaw calling. Just want to say...
Hi, Calvin.
Hi, how are you, Marcy?
I am good, and you?
I'm okay.
Let me just stop you right there, caller. You have to greet both of us, not just one of us.
Okay, give me a chance to speak, ma'am.
When you come in, you say, Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean, hello, and then you can, okay, but go ahead, sir.
I was ready. You didn't give me a chance to acknowledge you.
She giving her whooping tonight.
She did not give me a chance to acknowledge her.
Okay, then I apologize, caller. Come on and just, I apologize.
Okay. Do you humbly apologize?
I humbly apologize.
Okay, and it's greatly appreciated and accepted. Now, as I was saying, Queen Jean, how are you?
I'm good, sir. We did play one of your requests. We're going to get the other one on for you as well. Are you enjoying the show?
I was running late. I got caught in that Friday fish fry traffic, and I think I missed maybe about 15, 20 minutes. Man, but the dramatics, man, very inspirational. My life. I haven't named one of my albums, Those to the Fools. They were great, man. I got a million dramatic stories came directly from L.J. Reynolds' mouth. But I want to say, Cousin Marcy, you probably don't know too much about the dramatics. If you was in your 20s and in the 70s, you probably would have had about 3 kids from listening to the Dramatics music. They was the shit,
oh,
and will continue to be the shit. But also, I want to say,
after the kids.
Oh God.
Yeah. Not. It wasn't Keith Sweat.
It was the 90s hip-hop for me.
It wasn't Keith Sweat. It wasn't Keith Sweat. It was Dramatics.
Yeah.
Right.
Matter of fact,
even
the Temptations was worried about the Dramatics. You feel me? They gave everybody.
They
They gave everybody ill. They was no joke.
Mm-hmm.
But look, man, it was something important I want to say as well. I want to... send my condolences to the Hart family, man. We lost another great one today.
Well, Adele.
From the Delphonics.
Mm.
Poochie died
today.
Yeah,
man. Will Hart, man, he died away. He died today, and all their ups and downs.
Mm.
I don't know if you guys saw the Unsung with the Delphonics, but they went through a lot as well. And, I was lucky enough to have interviewed the Delphonics and twice. Solid, straight up cats, man. So I want to really give my love because now the Delphonics is done completely because he was the only one out there still on the road trying to keep it together. So they officially died with him.
We give our condolences as well. I wanted to ask you a question. Tell us about that awesome gift you got from your daughter. That was just beautiful.
Yeah, they looked up.
Yeah, that was a beautiful gift. And also, I wanted to ask you, is that your big old car that was sitting on the that you put up on the social media? Is that your big old ride?
Yeah, the picture came out. As a matter of fact, I took it down. It stretched the camera stretched it to make it look all funny, so I deleted that. So yeah, that's.
Oh, but anybody that has the naked eye know what it looks like. That's a beautiful ride.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep it up. Keep it looking fly as long as I can.
Did you see it, Cousin Marcy? That's OG. That his ride
I
is
didn't.
OG
I saw the gift.
Real.
Yeah, I saw the Father's Day gift, and I was like, yeah. Is that the one where the disc man is still plugged in and ready to roll?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
I got the cassette player.
Do
I'm like, yes, I get that little adapter, and I got an old school iPod, and I push that in there. And I got 500 songs to roll with, and a gang of more dramatic. So let's keep
here.
It pip.
Well, you just said that's in my daycare van. That's what I had. I had that adapter for a CD player, a portable CD player. I sure did, and we used to roll off of oldies because all my children in my daycare know them oldies as well. Because that's what I didn't roll with no Winnie the Pooh songs. We rolled with some oldies.
Yep. And they make
Queen.
Them for the cassette. They make them for the cassette players too. Because I got a cassette player in my lack.
Right.
Slap that in there, put that other in and into the iPod and shit.
Mm-hmm.
From here to the day. All day.
Yeah, the cassette. Yeah, the cassette that goes in there. That's cool. Well, Twee, we going to get your other song on because you probably miss your...
because I didn't hook up the 8-track in my Coupe de Ville. So, we just...
Well, I got one more dramatic song. If it's not a problem, I would like one more dramatic song. It's another one of my favorites. The name of it is called Come Out of Your Thing.
Oh, okay. I think
we had that.
I don't know if y'all up on that one, but
Cousin
Marcy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, I'm up on it.
Cousin Gene knows the dramatic.
Yeah,
knows them.
Come out of your thing.
That's the one.
I'm hip too.
That's the one. Now. All right.
So,
man.
We're
going to
crack you.
Thank you
for calling in. You know, it's always a pleasure to have you tap in with us, Twee Cadillac, the OG Twee Cadillac. You guys check out Twee Cadillac every Thursday on his Blog Talk Radio show. So,
okay, well, can you email me a rib tip sandwich?
That's funny, because I'm eating ribs right now as we speak. It's not a rib.
I need a rib tip
sandwich.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Can you see me? Look, I got X-ray vision.
This camera is off. Okay. What is that?
No, look.
Whoa.
It's just great minds think alike. You want a rib sandwich? I'm over here eating for
ribs. I want some rib tips from Phillips.
Are the rib tips from 54th in Vermont? They want some good rib tips, too.
That was
right there in the middle of the block by Golden.
Ribness.
Yeah, that
Venice
Golden Bird was right there.
Ribness.
And you had Mr. Jam. And then they moved on the other side of 54th in Vermont. So,
Those were the days.
They were, Twee. Those were the days. In the 70s and 80s, those were the days for me. Like, those were good times. Priceless memories. So,
And all you heard was the dramatics going up and down the street back then.
Right. they better ask somebody, right, Twee?
I'm telling you. Let's stop talking about it and be about it.
Maybe that's why.
Okay, well, we're gonna get that Come Out of Your Thing going for you, and then we're going to proceed with our playlist and play your other requests, and then we'll proceed with our playlist. But thank you for calling in and continue to enjoy our show, Twee.
Dramatics for life.
Thank you, Twee.
Dramatics for life.
That's right.
For life.
Have a good night.
Also, likewise.
Thank you. Alrighty. All
right, I'm
that
still learning, Queen.
Call.
I got a new one to learn. What is it called? Get up out of your thing. It sounds like James Brown.
Thing.
Get up off that thing, okay?
It's not a thing.
Dang.
I think she Lewis.
Oh, goodness.
She's queuing up something. Okay. So let's hear what you see is what you get while we get you Lewis to cue those songs up for Queen Cadillac.
I'm just riding. Mm-mm-mm. What your what is what your what?
What you see, what you see, is what you get.
Is what you get. We could sing it for him.
So, oh no, oh no, we can't do that. I mean, I can't bless.
We could,
like
not the whole song. We could try, but you know. Oh, here we go.
Woo! That is life. That's so life.
Say the word. Hey, what's up? This is Buddy from the R&B group Intro, and you're tuned in to G Lou Flashback Fridays.
Another group. Before they were the Dramatics, they were called the Dynamics. And L.J. Reynolds was originally in this group called Chocolate Syrup. Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Is that better, Queen?
Much better.
Okay, perfect. No, I was just giving you some fun facts. The Dramatics used to be called the Dynamics, and L.J. Reynolds used to be a member of this group called Chocolate Syrup.
Oh, wow. Oh, I think I've heard of a group called Chocolate Syrup way back when. It sounds familiar to me, Chocolate Syrup.
Sometimes in 1972, because he joined, he became a permanent member of the Dramatics in 73. So, yeah. Wow, Chocolate Syrup.
He would be familiar with that as well.
Okay, go ahead.
I think we got a caller, Cousin Marcy. I think we have a caller. Do we have a caller?
Goody. Hey,
hello,
caller, you are on with the Queen and Cousin Marcy and Mr. Jesus.
We're on with the Queen. Hey, how you doing?
Just shopping. No.
Hey.
Anything. You told me you were. Girl, ain't nothing like you. This is your cousin, Sophie.
Hi, Cousin Sophie. That's Cousin Sophie,
hey,
Cousin Marcy.
Cousin Sophie. Hi, hello, Queen. Good to hear your voice.
Girl, New Old School, you in there chilling, girl. Get down, New Old School.
I know. Thank you.
Oh, wow. How you doing? You got a beautiful voice, girl.
Girl, I try.
I was telling the Tweed and also Cousin Marcy in our family who's listening how we grew up on these oldies. Now, I got a memory with you with the Dramatics. When I was staying with you the last time we were here, and you were sitting over at your desk working, and I was playing my oldies, and I think that song right there came on, and you just went into it. Do you recall that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why do you think I just went into it again? I sure did. I was like, work?
Yeah,
what are we talking about here? The Dramatics. So,
yes.
Don't play with me.
Yes.
Don't play with me, honey.
Can't wait to see you tomorrow.
I'm going to be rolling through the Dramatics on the way up there. Hey, hey.
Right on. It's such a pleasure
exactly.
to hear your voice. I'm going to be with you on Sunday until I get ready to sky up out of California. So I'm going to be hanging out with Cousin Sophie. G. Lou, this is my Cousin Sophie. You met her before at my birthday gathering, though, out in Gardena. You met Cousin Sophie. So this is Cousin Sophie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey.
Yay!
Yeah, we're
on a hill, whirling round and round, rolling
oh,
down a hill, spinning on the ground. Your kisses
when you took my hand.
Okay. They can't do this. They can't replicate this music. They can't. That's why we keep going back to it because it's. It's nothing like it.
Yeah, they just use it. But thank goodness they don't abuse it. That's why I appreciate Mr. Doggy Dog, because they went in there and sang that song for him. And, yeah, you know, we can't abuse
right.
it. We got to use it,
right.
but we can't abuse it. You know,
right.
keep the new
right.
old school
right
coming
there.
Along.
That's
hard.
So,
well, we're going to get your request going. Just shopping.
Yeah, just shopping, honey, because I ain't buying a damn thing. You got to be worth something to get bought. Okay, so you guys have a good evening.
Thank you for the phone call. I appreciate your support, cousin. Much love. We love you very much.
Love you too.
There you go. There go your cut.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
in the hall, on a hook behind the door, in the closet, on the floor, in the cupboard, on the shelf, in the basement, in the dark. A place for me in your heart. Wanting you, needing you, loving you, oh, waiting your love to your heart to swing open.
Your own. spent. I don't see no way of winning, but you know I still love you, I love you, I love you. And now I'm down by the ocean, and I see your face in every tide. I keep hoping and hoping. Oh, honey, I wish you were mine.
Marcy, what's for you, Marcy?
Slipping out of place, sliding from the sky, tumbling through space. When you touch my hand, I swear I feel like I'm falling.
Me back, I'm pushing a lack, smoking sacks like a Mac, bringing it back, banging the 8-track track, the dramatics and Battle Cat and Snoop like that, big stars and big cars, we pull up at the big clubs and sit at the big bars, sipping champagne with a bowl of caviar, hell yeah you are, yeah you are, say it cause they all deny it, play it cause you can't deny it. As fly as it get, as fly as I spit, you know it's the shit, it. So gangsta, gangsta bitch, switch back to the old school, old fools know. This here thing we do so original, I got to have it. Lavish is how we establish, on the real love one, it feels good to have it.
I suppose, zipping down the street, looking most lovely, bumping to the beat.
Making bread, and I'm falling.
No need to pull your Glock out, it's a player's affair. Now, look at my hair, and the girls with me, they got the same thing on. Pimp, pimp, hooray, my nigga get your bang on, cause my uncle's about to get they sang on. And all around the world, my nigga, it's the same song. And when it's time for your calling, falling, with no stalling, keep it balling. Do for you, I feel for you, I always look over you. It's really not much that a player wouldn't do for you. So quit stalling and falling, and come get a ball of some of this balling. Now quit stalling and calling, and come get yourself a ball of this balling.
Yeah, that's right. that's right. This is our radio station 187.4. DJ, sock it to your ass with something from the Dramatics and Snoop Dogg, produced by Battlecat. It's another one of those world premieres, doing it to your doggy style in your ear hole for the 2000 plus one.
You sound far away, Queen.
I'm back. Mic I'm check, back. So sorry for sounding far away. Mic check, mic check, mic check. I had the little, my fancy smancy pilot little thing. It was on top of my head like, duh, girl, they can't hear you. But salute to Mr. G-Lou. Thank you so much for throwing that on in there. Everybody know I love Snoop. He did that with the mighty, mighty Dramatics. That was ballin'. Queen is 8:25 PST, 11:25 EST. Man, we is rolling.
Yeah, so you still have time to call in and request a song if you like, or just to keep vibing with us at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. And shout out to our sponsors again: BTP Media, Tweed Cadillac, Diddy Harrison, One World Magazine, and the G-Lou After Hours. Subscribe and like the G-Lou Show YouTube channel as well, and also the website, theglushow.com, for all unisex apparel. You can purchase the amazing music of G-Lou and also get the previous Blog Talk Radio Show. And also tonight, the After Hours is Unapologetic, the series. They have a good series that be on YouTube, so don't forget to tune in with that and check out that. It's going to be great conversation. And, yes, time is flying. We got to give a shout-out again to Cousin Sophie, all the way from the LBC, calling in and supporting the TV show. And also we want to also shout-out Trey Baby from the LBC. She's listening in as well to our show. So shout out to our family for supporting us. We really appreciate the support more than you all know. We're just in this thing trying to do our thing, you know, on the G-Lou Blog Talk Radio Show, our Fabulous Friday, me and Cousin Marcy.
Speaking of family, I did want to send a special shout out to my sister, Stacy. Stacy, I got you. I'm holding you in my prayers, and we just all going to be together, just holding you and surrounding you with love. Yeah, and that's what I want to say on
shout
that.
Shout out to my cousins. Shout out. Much love to my cousins. And rest in love, rest in love, rest in love. You know, we wasn't going to put that out there, but we can always use prayers. You know, we can always use the prayers for our strength. So if we sound a little strange this evening, it's because we're dealing with this, but we still want to come on the air and do the show for you all. And also it's good for us as well with the mighty, mighty Dramatic. So with that being said,
we're
going to
call it.
Okay,
we got
a couple.
Let's go.
Bring them on in. Hey,
caller, good evening. How are you?
Peace, cousin. All is well. Thank you. How are you guys?
Peace, cousin.
This is Trey Baby.
Hey.
I know.
Hey,
who don't know that beautiful voice of the goddess? We know.
I had to
look.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just saying I had to put you on when I was listening to that balling. Y'all, I'm over here singing. I was like, okay, I put you on. If they open the mic, they going to catch me singing. That's my song. Oh my
god. Exactly.
I love the vibe.
Yes.
Salute to y'all.
Thank you, cousin. Let me just I want to say this to you. You are looking so fabulous. You are doing your thing. Very inspirational. I just love your contents of everything that you put out, even what you put on Facebook today, and just being a big part of, you know, the Berkeley Squad. You are so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to know that you are so amazing. You are so important to us, and you are such an inspiration.
Yes.
So I
shout
just want
to
put
dad,
that out to
always.
You, cousin.
Yeah. We
Thank you so much for that. That means a lot, and that gives me the inspiration to keep sharing my journey as opposed to showing in, because I have been, so now I'm pushing, and I'm just like, hey, come rock with me, because I lived this mental health freaking hurricane for years, so I want to be able to help others to get up out of it and also not feel so invalidated, because that's the main thing that people who do really suffer. And silence, that's what we do. We get invalidation from people. And then, you know, it's a whole thing. So I just want to be there for others. Just like, you know, you guys were there for me. There were people who came out of the woodwork that I'm just like, wow. And little by little, I learned who was really genuinely there for me. And I was able to shake that off and just basically another level of evolution and evolving. So I'm grateful for that.
Right.
Thank you, cousin. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
It.
You are very, very welcome. I love you to infinity. Is there a dramatic song you want to hear? You have a request?
I don't have a request because I'm about to get ready for bed, but I wanted to get in and show y'all some love. So.
And
we appreciate your support, cousin. Thank you.
More than you know, so. We're sending you hugs, positive energy, and keep putting that inspiration out, because it's never in vain. It's always one or two or three or four people that are watching. Remember that we know it's always somebody watching, and shout out to Booker, Baba T, you know, because I know he was a big inspiration to your life. So, you know, may you continue to live in love, you know, live in peace. I don't think that they rest when they transition. I think they live.
Oh, no, he's here. Let me tell you, I'm looking at him right now, his thickness, everything, like even doing the horticulture therapy, from the moment I met him, he was trying to get me into it, and I was just killing plants, killing. So because I was killing them, I just left it alone. But the timing, the alignment of me, I've been in this for this many months, and now all that I've learned, and I'm correlating it with myself as a whole, as a being, right? So I heard him talk to me while I was doing that work, you know, like, and I'm like, yeah, he comes to me. I know that this, you know, my solar return will be interesting since that's the day he transitioned. But, you know, like, everybody is that I've spoke to that's really close to him as well is like, you know, now you guys are connected, for like literally connected. But it's like I have to honor him on that day as well. He's with, he's gonna always be with me. So I'm very grateful for that, man. You know, I miss my friend, but I got the jewels. They I'm just watering the seeds he planted. So
absolutely. And for those of you who didn't know, when you hear DJ Maniac or you hear G Lou's new EP, Oldies Rule Forever, Volume 3, and you hear a young lady say, DJ, this is DJ Maniac. I can't say it like she do. Her voice is sexy.
Yeah, he's like,
but
this is DJ Maniac.
Yeah, well, that's the voice right there, Trey Baby. So follow Trey Baby YouTube channel as well. Give them your handles, cousin.
Okay, my Instagram is TreyBaby, TreyBaybie, and that's also my YouTube channel, but you can click the link in my bio of my Instagram and get to my YouTube. So,
yeah, check out her content on her YouTube channel. So she speaks on mental health. She's very transparent about her journey. It would help someone. So it's like her and our other cousin, 777 Blessed. They are doing their thing on speaking on mental awareness, just mental health. So check them both out, 777 Blessed on IG as well. And he's doing his thing through music. So check him out. He'll be on iJam radio session on July the 19th, and you can get that on Spotify. So check out that conversation there as well. But we appreciate your support. Whenever you get the opportunity, tune in with us on Fridays. Me and Cousin Marcy, we're here every Friday. Cousin Marcy is Uncle Braxton's daughter, just in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, because
we figured out each other's fathers.
I remember when she would say, "Well, who is that cousin and father?" You know,
I still have some more to ask you too.
Right.
But I'll be keeping up. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do this together. So, but I love you both. I love all of you.
Love you too. Love you as well. Hopefully, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow.
Where are you guys going tomorrow? I'm free tonight.
It's her dad's 90th.
We're
going to
celebrate, his 90th birthday.
Where are you guys going to be in? What city? Just send me the info.
In Ridgecrest. Okay, we'll send you the info. Okay, we'll tag you in it for
sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Yay.
Well, we love you.
Peace and love.
I
hope you make it.
I love
you. Yes. Peace and love, cousin.
Okay. All right. Love you. Peace.
Do we have another caller? No, we got toast to the food.
I think they went away. We got toast to the food. We still rolling. Fabulous Fridays, Queen Jean and Cousin Mercy and Jesus.
Let's roll.
He wasn't true. He tried to find another girl sweeter than you. Imagination, seen him on a wild goose chase, but now he sees that no other girl can ever take your place. Oh, now he's trying hard again to get you back, but you know the fool's heart was made of cellophane. You can see through that when he had your love. Palms of his hands, he just wasn't satisfied. I said he jived and connived, and he had to have another girl right there for his side. Pain.
Now you gave your love.
Mic check.
Hey.
Want to make sure everybody can hear me.
I believe we have another caller, Cousin Marcy.
Yay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Good evening. How are you?
Hi, caller.
Hi, Queen Cousins. How are you guys doing this evening?
Hi, Queen Cousin. Which Queen Cousin is this? We have so many queens in our family. Which queen is this?
This is Denise.
Denise! Oh, my goodness. I was just looking at your picture. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. What's going on? Look, ladies, I just wanted to tell you guys you sound really good. I like what you're doing. It's my first time listening in, and I really dig it.
Oh, you know, thank you for supporting us. This is our queen cousin from the IE calling all the way from Lancaster. We appreciate your support. It is so good to hear your voice, cousin. Like, which cousin is this? We got some
new
cousins. Wow.
Real big in here. Like, we are here.
You got
ladies,
a request?
I got a request. You know I do. I want to hear Oceans. Oceans of Thoughts and Dreams.
Oh, we played that. We'll play it again, though. We played that earlier.
No,
you got
okay. What about
you
the said, devil
you know,
is
it? Okay.
Oh,
that
was coming.
We'll play
that.
We
got that one. There we go. I was like, you know, there's a lot of dramatic songs. I know you could pull another one up out of your hat. Okay, the devil is dope.
Right?
Okay, because the devil is dope, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Look, lady.
Thank you. Huh?
Enjoy, and
I'll
see you guys tomorrow. I love you, too.
Oh, yay. What another treat. Can't wait till we see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening. Tell everyone we said hello, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for the support.
Much love.
Much love.
Yes.
Peace.
I'm talking about.
Peace.
Peace.
Okay. The devil is dope. That's our next song we're getting ready to play.
Sure is.
Why are you playing games?
Don't do it.
Lucifer.
Don't do it.
Caller, hello.
Taking you down.
Don't
hello.
Do
hello.
It.
Hello, we got another caller.
Oh.
Hello,
caller.
Beautiful lady.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, beautiful lady.
I'm doing good.
Hi, beautiful queen.
The one and only Natalie.
Hey,
I
queen
like,
Natalie,
queen.
How are you?
Thank you.
I'm okay.
Yeah,
I'm washing dishes.
That's wonderful. Oh, she's washing dishes all the way from LBC. She's washing
dishes.
Right.
Are you enjoying our show?
Request. Yes. You
okay.
Oh, my God. You guys playing such good music tonight. Yes.
Thank you.
You guys always do a great
Thank
job.
You.
Has Gilbert called
What's
you yet?
What's your request? Huh?
Has Gilbert called in yet?
No, Gilbert has not called in yet, no.
Okay. You'll be going soon.
What's your,
have you guys played All Because of You yet?
Have we played?
All Because of You?
All Because of You? No, we haven't. By the Dramatics?
Yes.
Okay,
or
by the Dramatics.
What you see is what you get. Either one.
Okay, well, we're going to play The Devil is Dope, and we'll play All Because of You. That was your first choice, so we'll play that.
Mm-hmm.
How about
you guys
that?
Enjoy your evening.
Love you, too. Give the grandbaby
too,
hugs and kisses.
You too. And have a good
love
night.
You
hugs and love. Hugs and love to y'all.
Right.
Thank you,
all
Natalie.
All of your family, too. We love you guys.
Thank you.
Love
Much love.
Much love. Mm-mm-mm. Don't get into it. Don't get into it. They over there burning up. Fabulous Fridays. The Mighty, Mighty Dramatics. Queen G, Cousin Marcy. The people in the fire because they chose to do dope. And Mr.
Games?
G Lou. We rolling. Why they playing games.
Keep it pushing.
Satan is his name, from hell he came, some call him Lucifer, down lower. He'll make you a slave, then put you in your grave.
From
Natalie.
Great
old.
It was awesome.
Yes, and we thank everybody, our family who's called in and supported us this evening, the surprise calls. We really, truly appreciate the support. So shout out to the Queens and our family for supporting us this evening on our Fabulous Friday show.
DJ
we really
Maniac.
Appreciate you.
Yeah,
DJ Maniac as well.
That's right.
You know, and all our listeners who are listening, who's not pressing one, we appreciate your support as well. So thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in next
week, Cadillac.
Next week, Cadillac. And don't forget to tune into our Sunday show, the Fabulous OG Lowrider Oldie Showdown. That show has some great oldies that get played as well, and also the G Lou After Hours Oldies Rule Forever on the YouTube that's coming to you live. Him and Nay Love. So check them out as well on the YouTube channel on Sunday. So Sunday is the popping shows where you hear nothing
up
but oldies, from Blog Talk Radio to the YouTube channel. So if you love oldies, tune in to both, and we got you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a great show, Cousin Marcy, a great show. What do you want to end the show with? We got a few minutes left. We can pick a song to exit with and also give our piece to the people.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a few minutes left, so we can get two more songs in.
Our piece to the people, right? Well, I don't think we did, and thank you again, Queen Cousin. It was fun, as usual, hosting with you. Thank you, Mr. Jilu. We didn't do Be My Girl, and let's see, Beware the Man with Candy in His Hands, since we did The Devil Is
Okay.
We didn't
The Devil Is
Look,
Open, Beware the Man
to...
with the Candies in His Hands.
Man.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say before we end the show, thank you to everyone that tuned in. We truly appreciate your support.
Mm-hmm.
Be safe out there. The numbers are going back up, so the mask mandate is coming back again. So please mask up so those numbers can go back down, and that's the reason why they're going back up, because everybody got very comfortable without wearing a mask. So mask up, save lives, save your own lives, and think about your loved ones, and keep that mask on, because for those of you who don't believe in the COVID is out there. It's happening. So even if you don't believe in it, just wear your mask and save lives and save your own life as well and your family. So be well, be safe, stay prayed up. Have a wonderful, positive weekend. The weekend is here. It's Friday, y'all, and we truly enjoy entertaining you guys with the mighty, mighty Dramatics. And thank you, Jilu, for working behind the scenes, making it all happen, because if it wasn't for you back there spinning the wheels, we wouldn't have this wonderful music. Anybody who needs a DJ, you can hire Jilu. You can check him out on his page, DM him, the Jilu Show. That's his handle. So you can let him know if you in need of a DJ, and he'll make it happen
really
for the right price.
Like the song in the back is playing, he's outstanding. Don't ever get it twisted or messed up. Yep, and that's all I got to say, Queen.
So peace and love, Ashe, to everyone.
Hey, yay, Ashe. Shout out to you, Queen. It's our last show together in presence. I'm about to run in there and give you a hug.
Come on with it. So we're ending our show with,
coming with
The
it.
Devil Is Dope.
Yay, yay.
Oh, beware of the man with the candy in his hand.
You know, sometimes you make me scream.
Yeah, hon, be my girl. Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm
going to
get my hug.
Peace and love.
Bye, Jilu. Peace and love.
Peace and love, y'all.
Peace and love, Jilu.
Today, your brown eyes converted me and let me know that you're the right girl for me. I need you.
way. All the girls I met were so full of play. It's not even a bother if I forgot their names. Oh yeah. But you look the other way, and my walking for the day broke my spirit, broke my spirit.
You got me dreaming.
Poisonous.